Garden Center.
Hi there. I live in Waterloo, Iowa. And my daughter had the most bizarre thing happen to her last night. And I was telling a friend about it, and she brought to my attention an API news item that was featured in our paper last Friday, and I thought I'd give you a call. I've been out of town for a couple of weeks and wasn't aware that there have been unusual sightings in Iowa, apparently, within the last couple of weeks. May I take a moment and tell you what happened to my daughter?
All the time you want.
It's really very scary. We had a very severe rain and thunder and lightning storm in central to eastern Iowa last night.
Okay.
My daughter was driving from the west coast of Iowa to Waterloo, Iowa, which is about in the center of the state and over toward the east border. If you can hold on one moment, I'm sorry, I'm at my office.
Sure.
Thank you. At any rate, she was driving through this very severe storm, and it was later on at night. It was probably around 9 o'clock. It was dark. She had pulled off the road about four times because it was raining so hard she couldn't see. My daughter is 19, and she is not the least bit. She's very imaginative, but she is not an alarmist, okay? I just can't even tell you. If you look on an Iowa map, she was heading west on Highway 20, and you can see on an Iowa map where Interstate I-35 goes right down through the center of Iowa.
Okay.
She was west, heading east, I should say, on Highway 20, approaching I-35. She had had to pull off the road several times. She turned onto I-35, and all of a sudden,
north or south,
heading toward the north.
Okay.
And she's only on I-35 at that point for about 2 miles, and then Highway 20 again veers off and goes to the east.
Okay.
All of a sudden, there was no rain whatsoever. The pavement was completely dry. There was no rain. She thought, wow, this is great, because she had been very nervous. She doesn't, you know, she's not a real experienced driver. As she was progressing the 2 miles on I-35, she saw in her headlights, and there were no cars around, there is no overpass there, there wasn't a car ahead of her or beside her or behind her, and like I say, no overpass. She saw something in the headlights that looked like a ball. She described it as looking as though it was a ball with fire attached to the end of it.
Okay?
It came down at an angle that, I don't know, degrees in a circle. It did not it was not coming straight down. It was coming at an angle higher to lower, directly aimed at her car, which happens to be a 78-79 Volkswagen.
Okay.
I'm just in awe to even tell you this. The thing, whatever it was, and she said, Mom, it was visible in the headlights long enough that I saw it, and I felt, I knew it was going to hit the car. Hit the windshield on the driver's, or on the passenger side. She said, when it hit, it sounded like a gun went off. She was positive it had cracked the windshield. It did not crack the windshield, but it left. It was like it was a balloon or something approximately the size of a basketball that would have been filled with grease or oil or something. Because she said the moment it impacted, her whole windshield was covered with grease and oil, and it immediately started pouring again to the point where she couldn't clear the windshield with the wipers. She had to hang her head out the window. She struggled to the intersection of 20 and 35 by driving on the shoulder and pulled. There's a very large truck stop there called Boondocks. She pulled in there, got out of the car, and thought, oh, my God, what is this? She she thought that it must have been like a big wad of mud or something. And you know how something happens so fast and you don't even stop to think about it?
Right.
She got out of her car and was going into the truck stop to call me and tell me that she was having trouble driving because it was storming so bad. And a man who had stopped to fill up his car with gas said to her, "My God, what happened to your car?" She turned around and looked. The entire front hood, top, sides, and windshield were covered with a greenish-black oil or grease or something, she said, to the point, Mom, where you couldn't see the color of the car. The man came over to the car. He happened to be a man with his family with him. Came over to the car and helped my daughter. He had a bottle of degreaser in his car. The point where this basketball-sized thing hit her windshield, amazingly, that part of the windshield was perfectly clear. It wasn't grease. It wasn't anything. It was like whatever hit the windshield left an imprint, and the whole rest of the car was covered with this green, slimy stuff.
Okay.
The man went up and tried to help her clean it off. They used an entire bottle of degreaser that he happened to have in his trunk. It's still raining. It's still storming. There was no odor whatsoever to this junk. She said, "Mother, there were no planes in the air. There was no helicopter in the air. There was nothing in the air. All of a sudden, this thing appeared, and it was coming down at an angle and hit the windshield." Now, unfortunately, we didn't keep any, you know, she didn't keep any of the cleaning rags. She did get a tiny little bit of it on her shirt. You know, she was just a basket case. She called me practically hysterical, you know, telling me, "Mom, you're not going to believe what happened. I'm sitting in this truck stop trying to get calm enough and waiting for the rain to stop so I can drive." She had to go out and wipe the car off several times and had to wipe the whole hood of the car off, because it was so greasy that she was afraid it was going to come up onto the windshield and she still wouldn't be able to see.
Right.
Now, by the time she reached our home, which is about a 75-mile drive she still had, and it had been raining hard enough that about the only place you can even see evidence of a film is like on the headlights. There's kind of a milky, funny-looking film, and you can tell a little bit on the windshield that it's just, you know, it's kind of weird. But there's no color left on the car. I mean, you know, no residue at all. But like I said, it was storming very badly. Have you had any reports of anything like that?
No, I've never heard of it. I've been in this for 34 years, and I've never heard of anything like that. What time did that occur?
I'm trying to think of what time she called me, and I'm going to say she must have called me at about 9:30.
Okay.
It had just happened. I mean, she had just... Like I said, she drove the 2 miles or whatever was left with her head hanging out the window and got to the truck stop.
Where was she driving to?
She was driving from Sioux City, where she had been visiting her father, back home, which is Waterloo.
Okay.
That's where you're at? Yes.
Okay.
She was in my car.
Okay.
And looking at a map, the place where she was at is roughly 60 miles north of Des Moines.
Did you wash that blouse that had the material on it?
No. There's a very small amount of it. I mean, there really isn't much. There's a little bit down toward the hem of the shirt, and there's a little bit on each sleeve.
Don't let her wash the blouse.
Okay.
Has she washed the car?
Not through a car wash, per se. But like I said, it was raining so hard that I really feel that most of the gunk is off, because I immediately went out when she got home. And it was sprinkling in Waterloo at that time, but she had driven through some rather decent rains even from that point home.
Okay, but there could be some on the underside. And of course, being a Volkswagen, it doesn't have a grill, does it? Or does it?
Well, yeah, I think there's something up there.
Okay, then there
it's
could
a
be
fan-cooled some engine.
Okay, there could be something in there, too.
I've been afraid to look. I'm not kidding you. I'm in
okay.
a wreck.
Just don't wash it. Don't send it through any wash or wash it yourself.
Okay. I have to leave to go to Des Moines tomorrow morning to have, my corporation is having a meeting I'm going to be gone with the car in Des Moines. I'm leaving tomorrow morning, and I will not be back in Waterloo until Thursday afternoon.
What time are you leaving in the morning?
I'll have to leave here at 9 to get there in time.
Okay.
Do you have anyone locally that would want to come and use your swabs?
Okay, I'm going to get hold of a national organization right away on this, and I know that they've got people in your area, and maybe they can get somebody over there right away.
Well, if you'd want to tell them, unfortunately, I do have this appointment, and I should have called you this morning, but a friend called this recent article to my attention, and I just now got to the paper to get the back issue and was reading it and thought, holy cow, they're talking about Des Moines, so obviously there's something strange going on around here.
Now, did she notice whether this sphere moved away after it hit the car?
It virtually exploded.
It disintegrated,
It just covered the car.